everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. Tuesday's gone like the wind. This is Miles. Come on.
That's what they say around your house, I think.
Tuesday's gone.
They say dad breaks a lot of wind, I think, is what they say. My daddy breaks a lot of wind. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but I got a funny little gadget. Can you hear that?
I heard something.
Hold on, there's going to say one more thing that just reminds me of you for some reason. I got to get him to say it.
Is this going to attach to your testicles at all?
No, it's some little game. I don't know. I'm trying to get him to say something else. He says
it's Bop It?
What?
Is this Bop It?
It's like Bop It, yeah.
Like a knockoff of Bop It or something. Bop It.
Oh, that man, whack. Come on. He says come on at some point.
Oh, come on.
Sounds like you if you ask me.
What was that? Did he just use the F word? What was that?
High score.
No, it's like he was using the F word.
No, he's not using the F word.
Oh, it sounded like it. What did he say?
There it was.
Come on.
That reminds me of you, because you always say that. Let me get
come
that
on,
again.
Come on, huh?
That hurts. Oh, shoot.
God.
That was whack. He's not going to say it again.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to get him to say it. He just says it. It's silly. Sounds like you. Ooh, come on.
Come on, what you coming on? Come on.
Yeah. So that sounds like you.
Yeah.
It's a silly little toy like the Bop It. It's called
Whack It.
New Jam Guitar.
New Jam Guitar.
Yeah, in case you're looking for it at stores.
Yeah, I probably won't. That was whack. We don't shop at everything's a dollar, so.
Well, I picked it up at a garage sale.
Oh, there you go.
I was playing with it. It was like a quarter.
Uh-huh.
And then my daughter said she wanted it, so I'm like, all right. But I heard you at a garage sale say, come on!
Come on! Come on, what's coming on? Come on! High score!
So anyway.
Wow. Yeah.
That was funny.
No more garage sales for you.
Yeah, oh my, I picked up so much shit. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't go that often, and so then I just go a little kooky, you know.
You don't seem like the garage sale type.
I must have spent like $4
Ooh.
On stuff I wanted, which is just out of hand.
You don't seem the type, you
know. No, generally I don't like those because they're very dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
garage sales.
Weird people and...
Yeah, weird people and, you know, weird stuff that could have been up somebody's anus or something.
Hey, Jamet!
That's right. Woo! Come on!
High score!
Somehow, yeah, that always crosses my mind whenever I'm looking at things.
Would you like this pencil?
That's right.
Kind of smells.
All I could give you is my books. Maybe this watch.
It smells like your ass. What
yeah.
The hell?
High score. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
You know.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a very sad week here. Trying to think of how to put this. We don't have four cats anymore.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The time has come to part with an animal, so...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
We're down to three.
Everybody's bummed out.
May I ask which cat it is?
Yeah, it was our oldest cat.
Oh my god, that, I know that cat.
Well, see, I thought I'd take this opportunity to tell a story.
Yeah.
That concerns you about right. my cat.
Right.
So we got this cat back in college. It's our oldest cat. Right. So you happened to be over with Dan the Weatherman one day. After you'd been to, I think it was a strip club.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was.
Where you met Toothless Tracy, something like that.
Dumarox or something.
Dumarox, right, down in Carbondale. Yeah. So, and so you're like fucking around or something. You guys are being goofy. And
I remember this.
Yeah. The cat was interested in everybody, so she was going around seeing everybody, you know. And
yeah.
So she had gone away for a while, and so she snuck up, and her tail was my right. The cat had been around, and so Dan was a little bit weirded out by a cat, you
right,
know.
Right.
And I was trying to get him to get you.
Yeah.
And so I stuck my leg out, and I was trying to get his attention, you know. So
yeah.
I, like, kicked him on the leg real lightly.
Yeah.
And he totally freaked out, thinking it was the cat. And then you started laughing out of him, and then we were all,
right.
you
oh,
know,
wow.
giggling.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And it wasn't the cat at all.
That cat loved my shoes.
Yeah.
My God, and that cat.
At the time,
my shoes.
I think she was trying to get in the couch, right?
Yeah.
And she was trying to bury herself in the couch or something.
All right.
Oh, right. She was going for your crotch.
Right.
Yeah, which was interesting, I guess. So, yeah. Anyway, she passed away.
Well,
so everybody's sad here.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you know, it's weird as you're talking, you've got this reverb going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It almost sounds like Lou Gehrig when he gave his final, you know, speech.
I don't know why it's going on.
Just we'll say, I consider myself to be...
I consider myself to be the luckiest man in the world.
Something like that.
Something like that. I think it has
wow.
to do with the Skype thing.
No. So, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. That's, you've had that cat forever. Man.
Oh, yeah. She was really old. So.
Yeah. Wow.
The interesting thing was I had to take her in to put her to sleep. So.
Oh, boy.
I get into the door.
Yeah.
And there's a real nice gentleman with his dog. Possibly one of your relatives.
Yeah.
Who, he's like, oh, what you got there? Because he couldn't see my cat. She was in a bad way.
Right.
And she was making some noise, you know. And he goes, what do you got, a kitty? And I'm like, no. I was really bummed out. You know, I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
So I'm, like, trying to make, you know, a conversation with a guy.
Right.
And so he's like, oh, is older cat? I go, yeah, it's an old cat. She going to be all right?
No.
No.
What's wrong?
And then the kindly veterinary assistant lady hustles me into the room.
Come on.
She goes, come this way, please.
For your own sake, come this way.
Oh, my. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this, you know, some title relative with his, you know, red-nosed pit bull.
Yeah.
He's got to go on the, you know. Is that your dog? Your cat? Is that a kitten? No.
Raccoon?
Is that a raccoon? Yeah.
Possum.
Possum?
No.
So, yeah. It was a bad deal.
Man. Wow.
So, we're all very sad.
Wow. Now you're bumming me out. Yeah.
Sorry. Didn't mean to bum you out.
Yeah,
bum you
out. Man.
It happened on Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday, wow.
Yeah. Wow. So needless to say, we're a little weirded out here.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So what's up with you?
Our dog died.
Oh, really?
No, just kidding.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Have I told you that Desiree has got a new hookup now? Did I tell you that?
She's got a new man or what?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Did I tell you that?
So do you have custody of her kid or what?
No, it's like, you know, like she's got to tell my wife everything that goes on. You know, they're like best friends, you know?
Right.
And like they're always like trying to get me in on this. Like, I want to hear this, you know?
Oh, you do?
No, I don't. I really
don't.
Yeah,
you do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't. I don't.
Believe me, you do.
No, I don't. Because they're asking me advice, you know? I'm like, what am I going to say? What do I know that, you know, that
I don't know.
Turn the tide, you know, so to speak. You know, she's got all these, you know, dilemmas and so it's like,
what do you know? Well,
it's like Miles, my new boyfriend talks too much during sex.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so what, like who's your daddy? Or I mean, like, oh, I had a tough day at work. Let me tell you, I mean, what, you know, what am I going to say? Yeah, you know, she's like, what? It's distracting. Should you know, how do I tell him? How do I not tell? I don't, what, why would I know? You know, why do I have to know these things?
Why somehow do I thought you'd say, well, how about I try it out? You tell me what level of talking you like.
Yeah. Like, can we just go with a little, like, who's your daddy? Or should I not do it at all? Or,
but you love to hear this stuff. I mean, come on.
I don't. No, I don't. I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No. It's, no.
Yeah, you do.
A little.
Yeah.
A little.
It's like real life penthouse forum or something for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I just,
dear. You know.
I just heard some more weird shit tonight. I'm like, oh, great.
Like what?
I don't know if there's a good way to put this, but.
Well.
I don't think I can. I don't know.
Well, you brought it up.
This person wants to do some grooming.
So?
With Desiree or something. Like
that. Well, does she need some?
Some personal grooming.
And?
Well, why do I have to know this? Why am I suddenly brought in on into the loop, you know? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to be inside the circle of trust anymore. I don't.
Why?
Why do I have to hear this, though? I mean, this.
Because you're, you know, perverted.
Well, a little, but.
This is just more perversion for you know?
I mean, does your wife and her friends, you know, talk about something and you hear it and you're like, oh,
no.
I just don't even want to hear it. You know, I don't want to.
No, I don't hear about anything.
You're not, like, in the circle of trust then, right? You're not.
No, I'm not anywhere in there.
Yeah, no, it's weird being in the circle of trust because now I'm like, oh, great.
So what was your tip?
I didn't have a tip. This just kind of came up tonight. I was like, ah.
Well, before I paint, I mask everything off, so maybe that would be my tip.
No, I mean, why? I get put in these positions, and then I have to, like. Miles, what would you do?
You're the one that has dreams about her being a lesbian with your wife. You know,
well, that's so. A private thing, though. That's I don't go and. That's a dream, though, that will not come true versus, oh, I was, you know, doing some, you know, backside action on the squeeb squab and, you know, or whatever. You get out your porn English dictionary and I'm just saying, you know, it's like stuff that's really going down.
Yeah.
It's not like stuff that, like, so in someone's fantasy world or imagination or dream or something. This is like something really happening. Like, who's your daddy, bitch? Ah!
Yeah.
That's the way you like it. Ah.
And it's bothering you because you're not part of it or what?
No, I just don't want to. I don't think I want to be in the circle of trust anymore. I just don't. I don't.
Oh, you're silly.
Well, it's awkward. It's awkward.
Oh, I'm sure it's awkward, but you know.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your life
yeah.
awkward.
Well, you know? It is, right. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
So what are you gonna do?
It's where I'm gonna be out. They're gonna bring it up. I'm just gonna say, you know what? I'm out. I don't want to hear anymore about you and your pubes or whatever. And I'm done. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out.
Maybe you should suggest some designs or something like that.
I'm out. I'm out. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm out.
Should say, you know, a nice heart, possibly diamond.
You put my initials in there.
Yeah, that would be great.
Or something cool, or...
Oh, how rude!
I don't know, weird.
You want me to put an MT on my womb?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd have an empty womb!
Next thing I know, it's gonna be, oh, we're having a lot of backdoor action. And...
Well, there you go.
What do you think about that, Miles?
I was just thinking about that last night, and it was, somehow I think that's what you say,
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
There you
beep.
Go. Beep.
Except it involved you and several people from work and people from television.
Oh, jeez.
And this person I heard on the radio, and some people I've never met.
Come on!
A couple of aliens.
You like hamsters?
Woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures and shit.
And Cheech and Chong.
I don't know. I think it's much weirder, though. I'm just going to...
You'd rather live in the fantasy world than the real world. Is that it?
And many fantasies were learned all that
yeah.
day. I don't know. Too much.
I think that's the problem.
See, like, guys will talk, and it's, like, all made-up stuff, you know?
Okay.
Like, oh, I sent this chick to the hospital, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, huh?
That's what the Cheech and Chong sound like in a dream.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
But then girls are talking, and you're like, well, it's a girl, so it's got to be true. You know? It's gotta be...
Oh, well, you know.
Why would they lie? Why would they lie, though?
Why right? would they lie? I don't know. Why do you lie?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, there's a difference between guys talking about it and girls talking about it, you know? There might be a little embellishment with guys talking about it, you know?
Oh, I see.
I had gave her the best 16 inches... she ever had, right?
Yeah. I hear you. Well, I don't know. I think you should just take it all in, you know? It's all part of the life experience.
I think I should just call up the guy and say, listen, there's a little hit list here that the women have been talking about, sharing, if you will, and you should
yeah.
think about this. And...
I think your problem is what's your wife telling about you?
I know, believe me, yeah, I'm going to, let me tell you about the two-pump wonder, talk about gone in 60
exactly.
seconds, gone in 60 seconds, jeez.
There you go.
Oh.
That's what you got to worry about, you know?
I know, believe me, you know.
So, you know.
Oh.
I think you should just, you know, give your opinion. Be done with it.
I think I'll just call up the guy and say, listen, here's some problems you're having, okay? You don't know about them. Everyone else seems to know except you, so here it goes.
Yeah, there you are.
Boom. You know, boom, it's done. You know, boom.
Maybe you could do the, you know, like the Joker on the cards in her pubic hair. That'd be good. You remember Joker's Wild?
Joker!
You know.
Yeah, right.
And the interesting thing would be the whole, you know, you had to pull that giant handle.
Yeah, that was big.
Come on, Joker!
Yeah, you know, excited about that big lever. Yeah.
There you go. That's my suggestion.
Okay, all right.
Just pass it along.
All right.